Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply falling in love. Falling in love. I think we can all agree there are two types of ways to experience love. One is love at first sight. That's when you meet someone, you see them, and right off the bat, you know they've got to be the one for you. The more common one, however, is falling in love. When you meet a person and you don't expect it to turn out the way it does, but over time, gradually, you begin to love them more and more and more. That's more common. It's called falling in love, a gradual process of getting to know someone. Well, the same thing happens in business. You've got two types of ways to love in business. One is as soon as you experience an opportunity, you see a job opening, you get offered, and you immediately know it's the right company, the right opportunity, the right place at the right time. Now, just like love in relationships, that does not happen often. Then you've got those that fall in love, who after they have experienced working with a product, utilizing a service, then over time, they grow more and more loyal to the company, to the product, to the service in question. That's more common. And as a business leader, the goal is to encourage your people to fall in love. Maybe it won't be love at first sight. That's all right. But there is a formula we can all implement that helps individuals fall in love with joining our team and working in the same manner in which we do every day. You knew that there was going to be an acronym somewhere, and today the acronym is LOVE, the four-step process for getting those individuals, even those customers, to fall in love with what we offer. First step is liberty. That's the L in our LOVE acronym. Liberty or freedom. Everyone loves to be free. However, most relationships don't offer freedom. Think about it. If you're in the office, in the workplace, there's typically a time to clock in and a time to clock out. There's 15 minutes for break and 30 minutes sharp for lunch. And if for any reason you miss going to that office without calling, oh my goodness, there better be the greatest excuse in the world or else everything's going to fall down around you. They're going to let you go. There is zero tolerance. It's not an environment, the typical corporate world, of freedom or liberty. On the contrary, when you're promoting individuals that are working with your organization and working in a home-based business opportunity or entrepreneurial endeavor, never forget the importance of liberty because most people have never experienced it in a business environment. Promote liberty. The how, in other words, how we accomplish this. First, we want to promote liberty. Tell everyone you know about the freedom you possess. Not just the financial freedom, but the freedom in time, the freedom in oversight, the freedom from supervision, the freedom from the things that the world seems to believe produce positive results, when the actuality is the contrary is true. That relationship, you remember, if you've ever been in one where they look through your phone and they call you every 5 minutes and you can't seem to breathe without them wanting to know your whereabouts, that's a very suffocating environment in life. It's also a suffocating one in business. Therefore, tell everyone you meet when they ask you how much you like what you do, your first reason should be the liberty. You should promote liberty. Then you should practice liberty. Practice it by making relaxed environments for the people on your team. Practice liberty by allowing them to move and grow and learn at their own pace. If they're working with you on a part-time basis, respect the fact that they've got a full-time position and really understand that, hey, you know, they may not be able to attend every meeting. They may not be able to sell at the same pace as the full-time team can, but give them that liberty they need. practice liberty, then also make liberty a part of the presentation. When you're in the recruiting mode and you're looking to add new people to your team, never forget the presentation of liberty, allowing them to understand their goals can be set and achieved in a manner consistent with their current lifestyle, that they don't have to cramp their style to connect with you. Everybody loves liberty. It's one of the ways to make people fall in love. The O in our love acronym simply stands for observation. Now remember, whenever there is a new relationship, everything is watched. You know how it is. Everything is watched. If it's a new personal relationship, then you're making sure that you look at the clothes they wear and you're listening to the way they speak. Have you ever been on a first date and someone did something obnoxious and you knew at that first date, even though you finished it out, you realized that you would never call that person again? And it was all because of something you observed. Then if you went on a second or third date and the first two dates went well and you observed something in date and encountered three or four, that made you say, well, I can't get with them. Well, in the early stages of every business relationship, that the same way, observation is important. When relationships are fresh, they're also fragile. That's the reason why most people leave companies within the first 90 days. Now, on both ways, companies put in a 90-day probationary period. And while the company has the individual on probation, the individual has a company on probation as well. If they don't connect and click with every situation in the first 90 days, they're beginning to look for other places they can go that make them feel more comfortable. It's a two-way street. It's all about the observation. So keep these three things in mind. When you know what people are observing, then it's easier to watch, be on your P's and Q's, as it were, or to watch your step. In this way, think about these three A's. First of all, remember that your attitude is always on stage, particularly in new relationships. If there's a restaurant that you've been to 1,000 times and you've gotten great service 1,000 out of 1,000 times, then the next time you go, if something happens and the service is not great, you can dismiss that as an aberration. However, when a new relationship takes place, you're watching everything, including the attitude. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, make sure that when your attitude is on display, that it is excellent at all times, that you're always positive, always uplifting, always upbeat, and it will cause people to fall in love with you the more they experience your positive attitude. Then also make sure your actions back up your attitude. Make sure that when you make the commitment, you do all you can to keep them. When you make the promises, you jump over every hoop you can to make those promises come to reality. They're not only going to watch the attitude, they're also going to watch the actions, and finally, they're going to watch your approach. What kind of approach? Your approach to adversity, your approach to challenges, your approach to success. They're going to watch every way that you respond to situations, and the way you approach them is going to determine how long they stay with you and how deeply in love they become. I wish we had time to finish this lesson, but that's all the time of yours I can take today. I hope you enjoyed the training segment. Please like us on Facebook. And if you're a first-time listener, just contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. My friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.